Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. What would you give to be able to communicate with your pets on a much higher level? My goodness, I would certainly give a lot. You all know I love this aspect of the pet world, and I'm really happy to have an expert in this area. We've got on the line with us Terry Steuben. She's an animal communicator, an educator, an author, and frankly, all around great pet world insider. So we're really happy to have her on the show. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
I know you must get this question a lot, but let's share it with our listeners. You're an animal communicator. What does that really mean?
Well, what it means for me is that I have always been able to hear animals. I have heard them since I was a kid. And what I do is I relay the messages back and forth. I was in third grade before I realized everybody else didn't do this.
Now, you've been doing it, as you mentioned, for a long time, but how long have you been doing it in, say, a professional sense?
I've been doing this professionally for about, I think we're going on 14 years now.
You've probably experienced quite a bit. What are some of the reasons why people will come out and seek you to talk to their pets?
Well, it's a wide range of things. It could be behavior issues. Some people just want to know what they're saying. It could be health issues, things they want to change about their pet, things they want to ask them. Anything that can come up could be a question that they would want to know from me to relate to their pets.
So are you asking the pets specific questions? Are they specific in the responses?
Pets are very specific in their responses. If you've ever talked to a child who's about 8 years old, they're very direct. That's the way animals are. And what happens is, for me, when someone asks a question of their pet, I just hear what they're saying and I just relay it as though it's a regular conversation.
When you're speaking with the pets, what do you find that pets want to talk about most?
Well, just like us, they want to talk about all the things that are important to them. Lately, it's been food. Other things they want to talk about is where their dog bed is, where they sleep. Sometimes they want to complain about, you know, maybe their owners are staying up too late, or, you know, what's that light on for at night?
Interesting. Can you tell us, you know, maybe describe for the audience what a typical communication session is like?
Sure. A typical session would be, I do phone sessions, and if you're local to me, I do home visits as well. And a lot of times the clients have a list of questions that they want to ask of their pet. And then sometimes they just have a free time of, you know, what does their pet want to say to me? So we just kind of go through all the questions. Sometimes if I'm at a home visit, we talk about a certain behavior. I do the visit at their home because that way if there's an issue or something they're afraid of, we can go look at it right at the moment. And I also talk to them about a process that I've developed, which gives them information so that they can have what I call ammunition when I leave, so they know how to speak to their animals so their messages are getting through correctly.
Now, you wrote a wonderful book about animal communication. I'm proud to say that I own it. I enjoy it. How do you describe it?
Well, the book is called Secrets of a Pet Whisperer, Stop Telling Your Animals to Misbehave. And I wrote it for my clients so they can communicate directly with their pets, because it makes a difference what you say to a pet as far as how their behavior is for you. So, sometimes we're giving them mixed messages, and actually sometimes we're telling them to be bad.
Yes, absolutely we are. And frankly, I couldn't agree with you more. I noted that you said they want to talk about the food. Our listeners know I'm so passionate. Food is the foundation of our pets, not only their health, but also their behavior. So I'm sure they've got a lot to tell us about that and what's going on there. What kind of response have you been getting from people who pick up your great book and read it?
The response has been really wonderful for me. It's surprising the positive reactions we're getting. I was talking to a woman in Wisconsin the other day, and she says, it's so simple, and it works.
It does.
Who would have thought?
Exactly.
You know, so I'm really enjoying that people that haven't even met me are getting the book, and it empowers them and allows them to do things by themselves without actually having to contact me. And that was the reason for it, because I can only talk to so many people, and this allows them to kind of do it by themselves. And then if they need help, they can contact someone like me to help them out.
Now, where can people find your book these days?
Well, the book is on my website, which is terrystubin.com. It's also on barnesandnoble.com. And if you're local to Southern California, it's in a lot of the little pet boutiques, metaphysical stores, that kind of thing.
Now, you also work directly with veterinarians. What are some of the things that you do with them?
Currently I'm working with 8 different veterinarians. And what I do is I do something else called medical intuition. I feel in my body where animals have pain or discomfort, and what I do is I relay the symptoms so that the veterinarians can make a more precise diagnosis and allows the animals to heal better. So it's kind of like we all work together for the health of the pet.
I think that's phenomenal. And I've got to imagine when you started talking with the vets, were they a little bit skeptical?
Oh, yeah. I used to have, they would just go, what? cute little story to begin with. The one lady was at the vet's office, and the doctor said to her, you know, it's just too bad we can't ask the pet what's going on. And she got a look on her face, got up, walked out of the office, left him standing there, went home, did a phone session with me, came back and told him what I had said. And he's shaking his head like, what? Well, he did his testing that he was supposed to do. When he came back, he goes, what'd she say?
Wow.
Well, I'll be darned.
Wow.
So from there,
that's
it's
great.
Kind of worked itself. There are a lot of veterinarians who are now very open to it because the more input they have, the better diagnosis they can make.
Oh, I think that's great. Terry, once again, how can people get in touch with you and learn more from you?
Well, they can go to my website, terrystubin.com. I'm also on Facebook, and they can call me at 714-875-7194.
Wonderful. Thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.